Su un campo di grano che dirvi non so, un dì Paperina col babbo passò e vide degli alti papaveri al sole brillare e lì si incantò. La papera al papero disse: papà, papari papaveri, come si fa? Perché voi papari papaveri? Disse papà.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 17th. Bonnie Pintozzi joining us in studio, and yet the music is just a little different this time around, Bonnie. We didn't do that by accident, did we?
We didn't do that by accident at all, and I love the music, and I'm going to love this interview because we have had this particular guest on numerous times, but just let me tell you what this guest has just done. Just back from Treasures of Italy. Ah, the music. Insight Journey is Janet Anderson, Director of National Accounts for Insight Vacation. Janet sent out a report on this particular trip, and I read it, and several other people were reading it, and, you know, I just said, I want to go, you know, on this thing. It was so detailed, it was so wonderful to listen to, that I thought it would be really nice this morning to let our listeners just let Janice tell the story, tell about this. It's incredible. So we're going to bring on Janet to tell us about this, the Treasures of Italy, as only Janet can. Good morning, Janet.
Hey, good morning. Channel from Seattle. Wish I was back in Italy.
I bet you do after reading this. Well, you went on this trip, and what I'm going to do, and Crystal and I are going to listen, okay, because you can tell this better than anyone else. Firsthand, you experienced this. I read this, and this was is incredible, and you were so detailed. So take it away, Janet Anderson. Go for it.
Hey, and you are welcome to interrupt me anytime. And I'm at the airport now, so if you hear flights being called in the background. I just got back from this Treasures of Italy Insight Journey, and I went with my husband, and it was absolutely the most incredible, beyond expectations that we could ever imagine. It was funny, Dan was dropping me off at the airport this morning. He goes, I miss Alberto, our motor coach driver, because it starts, you board this motor coach, and you have this amazing driver that takes you all through the country. We went from Rome to Venice, but we have two nights in Rome, two nights in Capri, two nights in Florence. We went to Cinque Terre, Portofino, Lake Maggiore, into the Italian lakes, through Tuscany. And the thing is, it was so relaxing. I talked about all those destinations, and Dan and I would just sit there with all of the other guests saying, this is nice to sit back, enjoy, you know, get to see Rome, you know, go to the front of the line, wherever we went. And then you go to the front of the line at the Vatican, you know, into the Bramante staircase to see the David. It makes such a difference because it saves your time, but more than anything, get a chance to just enjoy it and experience it. And, you know, we traveled with, in our group, there were a group of 28, very, very cool group. We had a family from Toronto. We had people from Toronto. We had mothers and daughters. We had sisters. We had couples from Australia, New Zealand, and America, and Canada. And I have to tell you, Bonnie, Crystal, and everybody out there, traveling with people from other countries is so refreshing, and I loved it because they love America. We traveled during the Olympics, and, you know, as we went from one place to the other, we talked about that, but it was just, you know, also having our tour director, Chris, and one of the guests, Carmela, said, she goes, he is the tour director of the people, because he has such a great knowledge, and he walks us through each and every place that we go to, but really he has a sense of humor. He talked about his family. You know, we just went from one place to the other. The hotels were centrally located. I want to go back to each and every one of them. Some of the little things that we did, well, not little, but very special things, we went to San Giamangio in Tuscany, and we met Giorgio Dandoli, and he is the world maestro gelato maker, and he was so cute. He was shaking hands with all of us out. We had, you know, a complimentary gelato, and they said, you have a complimentary 3-scoop gelato. Okay, 3 scoops, Bonnie and Crystal. So it was so nice, and the town was so charming, and then we had, you know, some of the things. We went into a boat cruise in Portofino, and we sat there in the small village, and the tour director said, "Do you have time to shop or time to just sit down with me?" And I usually like to shop, but I wanted to sit down there. It was so fun with the group. I mean, there's just, you know, I came from the cruise side of the business and joining the tour side, and I love cruising. But what happens is you get to sit down, you get to take it in, you don't have to rush back, you know, to catch the ship before it sails. You just have the time to enjoy Italy. And, you know, my husband turned to me, and we've been married for 35 years, and he said, "This is the best vacation I've ever taken." And this was his first tour. And I said, you know, even with the kids? And he goes, "Well, it's different when you travel with the kids, but it was just sit back, enjoy, see these amazing sights, and then some special ones." I mean, we went to a private Tuscany restaurant where this chef that didn't speak English, so Chris, our tour director, translated. He prepared dinner for us, and, you know, he talked about the risotto and the pasta and spaghetti, and we had wine and prosecco and, you know, water, but it was just all of those little things, those special touches, and it was just, I guess I'm just so excited about it, Bonnie and Crystal, that I want to go again. And mm-hmm. we thought, we just got this kind of this heartfelt tour of Italy. And, you know, we were gone for about 12 days, and we saw so much and we experienced so much. And I had to write about it along the way so I would remember all those things. But, you know, I have a love of Pinocchio, so... we went to the Pinocchio store in Florence, and the next thing I know is that everybody in the group wants to know. I mean, you have this camaraderie, you have this this love of travel, and, you know, we all want to travel again together on another insight. I will say that there is something to be said. We don't talk as much about our motor coaches because our journeys are so incredible, but it's really nice to have a business-style comfort of motor coach. You have your window space is, you know, double the window space, easier on and off time. And then you have Alberto taking you wherever you want. So then Dan, my husband, said we could drive along in the motor coach. You can catch winks along the way and not have to worry about, you know, getting to a place on time. So there's just this whole charm of going on an inside journey. I just feel so fortunate. And Bonnie and Crystal, I want you to go, and any of the listeners out there, you know, if you've never been on a tour, you need to try this because it's something that really opens your eyes up and your heart and passion and spirit.
And it does, Janet. And, you know, I've been on European motor coach tours, and I know there, when we talk about the insight difference, there's absolutely an insight difference. Because you do have these journeys that are kept in a smaller amount of people, for sure. When you described all these wonderful experiences, and, you know, you can hear it in your voice, Janet. You can hear it in, you know, that excitement that you felt. And when I read your report of this trip, as I said, you know, this is something we need to be there type of thing. But the other thing that you really laid out is, these different places you stopped, and yes, when you said gelato, Crystal and I just went, okay, yes. That's for us. But you talk also about how when you were at the restaurant and you talked about those, you know, beautiful, tall Italian cypress trees lining the countryside and everything, it's not just going in someplace or visiting it. It's also getting that sense of the community, getting the sense of the beauty of the areas as well. So,
it is.
Yeah, it most definitely is. And then you took that gondola ride in Venice with a serenade. Now, come on, what's not to love about that, okay?
And boy, it's so funny you mentioned that. I talked about all these other little out of the ordinary places we went. But yes, we did the Vatican. Yes, we went on the gondola ride. So you blend them all together. You know, it was just like it was a magical journey, is how I have to say it. It really was. And, you know, yes, going on gondola rides. Many other times people go on gondola rides in Venice, but it doesn't include that serenade. And when you have that serenade, it is just like you see in the movie. I mean, it is, it's pretty, it's very, very telling. It's very heartfelt, like I said, just to be there in Venice. You know, we went to the Trevi Fountain. you know, so we could all throw the coin. So we did all of those things that you want to do, but we did all these things that that were flourishes, that were special surprises, and the cypress trees, they just lined the countryside. You know, we also went to a little winery that wasn't even on our itinerary, but he said, today we're going to stop at this winery, a family vineyard, and we watched how they produce the wine and bottle the wine, and we went down into the cellar. So it's and then we had wine tasting with wine, with cheeses and salamis, and you know, just all of those things that we went in knowing what our itinerary was. But it was, you know, Bonnie and Crystal, it was more than the itinerary. It was all the little special touches.
The surprises.
The
it's mm-hmm. the surprises. Yeah. It's the you know, the wow factor is already there. You're mesmerized by all of this. I mean, you get to get into areas that are, you know, not necessarily on all the different tours and everything. When you're, especially in the Vatican area, they took you to special places as well. But it's sitting in San Marco Square in Venice, and as a group, you're there listening to beautiful music. You're listening to the flutes, you're listening to a violin, and you're drinking, you know, cafe, coffee. And there's always wine, Janet. There's always wine,
yeah.
Right? Everywhere we go. And we talked about that because I had been with a group before, and we stopped and had wine everywhere and everything. The wine is different. You just don't, you know, it's a beautiful taste. It's you know, it complements any type of meal. And it's just that type of magical vacation that everyone says, what can I do that's different? I want to see the standard things. I've never been there, but where am I going to go off the beaten track? And when mm-hmm. when you have someone like your guide who says, hey, we're going to stop here today, a little unexpected surprise, let's go do it, okay, that type of thing. But
and traveling with other people, Bonnie, at the end of it, no one on the tour knew that I'd worked in Spain. Because during that entire time, we talked about family, we talked about our countries, our love of each of our countries. We talked about traveling. You know what? It was the most refreshing vacation I could ever remember. I have to tell you.
You know, and that's what I'm hearing from you, Janet, is that you do this for a living. I mean, you work for Insight Vacations. Mm-hmm. You help people make their vacation dreams come true. But I'm hearing you at the tail end of your vacation going, I can't believe I just did that. And that's the kind of thing that I think people want to experience. I mean, you want to immerse yourself in that culture. You want to experience the things that are unique. That you can tell your friends and family about when you come home. And then just that feeling almost of waking up from a dream where you go, did that just happen? Are you feeling that way right now, Janet?
I am. I mean, I saw my sister last night, Crystal, and she said, Janet, there's something about this. You're just so excited. She goes, do you remember when we went to Florence about 15 years ago? And she said, and we stood in line to see the David. I said, Judy, I didn't stand in line. And now we went to the front of the line, but also now, Crystal and Bonnie, you can take pictures of the David. 15 years ago, you couldn't take pictures. Well, you know, if you've ever been to any of these destinations, things change. You see it through new eyes. It really was really have to say I'm proud to work at Insight because of the way that we take people to see things.
Right. You know, and Janet, I mean, we're starting to have kind of a rough connection with you, but we're going to go ahead and let you go, and we're going to talk a little bit more about
right.
our dream vacations. I know.
Certainly, Janet, we know you're in the travel business. You're standing in an airport right now doing this interview with us, so we sincerely thank you for doing this. It adds it's an authentic type of interview and travel because we hear the background of the airport and Janet's on her way somewhere. But I thank you for sharing this with our listeners because
hey,
it is
Crystal and Bonnie, thank you. And Traverse City, hello, and safe travels to all.
Yes, thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Janet.
Janet Hines with Insight Vacation. She's coming back from this incredible vacation experience where I can just imagine Dean Martin. I love it.
Can't you feel it?
I can feel
I'm
it.
There.
I can
virtually
feel it.
There.
And I have been to Italy, and mm-hmm. I've had some experiences in a lot of these cities. And I will tell you that there is a reason why everyone's out there talking about Italy, Italy, Italy. Mm-hmm. It's a common destination that people go back because there's so many different ways. We have some real travel specialists that specialize in this particular area who really know lots of those ins and outs as well. But when I look at some of the other departures that certainly Insight has, I mean, they have Country Roads of Croatia. I mean, let's think about that.
Country Roads of Croatia.
Right.
It sounds like it should be a new TV series.
It might be. But at the same time, it's one of these types of journeys. Or you want to get into Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And people say to me, well, I want to go someplace different. I've been to, you know, some of them. You know, you can get into, you know, the Switzerland or Croatia. And when you take these types of tours, okay, and that is what Insight has always been known for. They really are branded as the world's finest escorted traveling, you know, touring itineraries. But they have all these destinations, and they really care. And they, you know, they take every step. And like Janet said, she didn't think of anything. Now, she's works for the company, and she's there vacationing and enjoying it with her husband. They don't know who she is. Maybe the tour director did, but no one else does. And she's wowed. So, and
right.
It's something she's experienced in multiple destinations that they have. So that's why I thought it would be a great idea to bring her on. I know the connection was a little off there, but you know, I think we got the impression.
Yeah.
And we certainly got her excitement as well.
Oh, absolutely. So how do we do this?
How do we do this?
You know, it's funny because... As Colleen and I have said before, these are all the kinds of bucket list items that you want to do. But how do you turn your bucket list into a real, like, to-do list? This is what I'm going to do.
Your plan.
Yeah, how do you plan for this?
You come in with an idea of what you want to do. You walk in, you sit down with one of our travel consultants at the Travel Authority, and you kind of just go over. We ask a lot of questions. What do you want to do? What is that dream? And we would probably spending about 10 hours if Colleen came in going through that major bucket list. But you start narrowing down where you want to go, where you want to be. A lot of it starts with people coming back from a trip. Friends are getting together. They're talking about their experiences. And all of a sudden, it's like, I've thought about going there as
yeah.
well. You want to put it all together, and you want to feel comfortable. That's our job. You want to understand what it's all going to be about. All the details are taken care of. And that's really the beginning stage. And then you go. Now, these are escorted. These are motor coach touring buses. And I will tell you that with their Journeys programs, these are smaller groups. A group of 28 are fun because you can just make an impulsive stop anywhere when you're taking that motor coach with that tour director. And it just happens. When Janet sent me this information, she said, let's go do this. Let's go put a group together and just
right.
go.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And, I'm not opposed to it, but, you know, I don't know how many of our listeners are interested, and they can always let us know what that as well.
Come on, guys. We'll all go together.
Yes.
All 28 of us.
We'll all sacrifice and go together.
Yes.
But it is something. And they have what's great right now. They've got some 2016 pricing for 2017 departures. It's a great time to start making these arrangements, and those that won't last indefinitely. So that just giving you a heads up on these types of things.
You know, it's through the eyes of a local too.
That, yes, it is.
That's the thing that I really think Insight gets right. Mm-hmm. You have the tour directors. They know your destination because they live there. They know the culture. They know the history. They create these tailor-made experiences, things that you would never be able to do yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is what you get with Insight. And this is what you get with the Travel Authority.
Absolutely.
It's a completely different experience.
We're not going and randomly selecting a company that we are not well aware of, that we have been working with for years, that we know the quality of what they do. And in these days, you really want to have that. You don't want to have something we've always talked about, the internet. Or
mm-hmm.
us type of
yeah.
thing. You don't know sometimes if you just see a beautiful picture. But this is different. And this tour director, Chris, he's referred to as the tour director of the people. Gotta love that.
I do. I love it. And I even think about when wherever you're going, even if you're going to just a small town for business in Indiana, don't mm-hmm. you really want to know how people live wherever you go? And I think that's what is changing about travel. That people want to immerse themselves. People want to be a part of the culture. They don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. They want to be a part of it.
They want to come back with experiences. They absolutely want to come back. And a lot of times they really want to come back with an experience that no one else has had, because they can just, you know, that really got to them and they really were just amazed by it. And that's more and more. And you say on a local basis, if you're flying to Indiana, you're going someplace, wouldn't you like to know maybe some of the great restaurants?
Absolutely.
Where would you want to stay? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're flying in and you just have a real quick business trip and you want to be by an airport, that's one thing. But if you want to be in a neighborhood, if you want to do all those things, the options are endless mm-hmm. that are provided.
That's what I think has changed so drastically in travel. And the reason it's changed is because we want it.
Because the
traveler wants it, and so the travel authority gives it to you.
And at an early age, more and more of our children have started traveling very young.
Yeah.
So can you imagine as they start getting older and older, the expectations are going to be incredibly more.
I just keep thinking that at some point, you, Bonnie, and Insight Vacations are going to come up with some motor coach to the moon, because that's really where it's going to end up being, right?
Yeah, when we start working on what you should wear in a wardrobe department when you go, that's going to be an interesting concept.
Oh, and packing light for your travel to
Mars.
Very
light.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's always a great pleasure just talking about travel, talking about getting out there and doing something different. And especially if you want to go to Italy, you gotta read about Janet's experience. You gotta talk to Bonnie and the rest of the people at the Travel Authority and get to Insight.
Right.
Get to Italy, get to the Travel Authority and make your plan.
You bet, and make those dreams come true.
I love it. All right, well, we're gonna have one more taste of Italy, if you will, before we take a quick break. It's WTCM News Talk 580. And if people want to contact you, Bonnie, how do they do it?
They can just contact any of our offices, the Travel Authority. They're all listed on our website. And obviously, if you're listening here, you know where we are in Traverse City, certainly downtown, mm-hmm. right next to the Franklin. Just give us a call or just stop in.
Give us a call and say buongiorno. I love it. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.